The Escambia County School Board voted Tuesday to spend about $2 million for property on which to build a new middle school in the western part of the district. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
This is phase one of projects that we've talked about now for about 18 months.
Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says the land, currently an abandoned airfield near West Nine Mile Road, is the school district's answer in part to the booming population growth in that part of Escambia County.
A lot of that growth obviously is being created by Navy Federal's expansion. All of the homes that are now coming online, we know that means more student population, and we're already starting to feel the pinch, and so we have to look to the future and begin to construct these new facilities.
The new school will cost between $44 million and $48 million and be funded with local option sales tax revenues. It's expected to open for the 2018-19 school year with a student capacity of 1,300. Thomas says when that project ends, the rezoning dominoes will begin to fall.
All middle school students currently would be rezoned to this new school or other surrounding schools. West Florida High School would be relocated to the Woodham facility on Burgess Road. Brown Barge would then go to the current West Florida location. That would leave room for George Stone to expand because we're moving in the area of manufacturing and aircraft maintenance.
But wait, there's more. A second school for elementary students is also on the drawing board to be built on district land adjacent to Ransom Middle School on Kingsfield Road. The $25 million facility is also set for opening in 2018 for 800 students.
We know right now Pine Meadow, Beulah Elementary, overcrowded down the road in another 10, 15 years, you're probably going to need additional schools in that area if it continues to grow. But right now, we're trying to meet the immediate needs of the next 5 to 6 years.
Thomas says the district has had recent experience in building two schools, A.K. Souter Elementary and Ernest Ward Middle, simultaneously. Both open for the current school year.
It is a little taxing for our facility group, but you know, we're going to contract it out. We're going to bid the work, and then you'll have contractors that'll be carrying most of the load. There'll be different contractors on different school sites. You know, time is an issue here. Navy Federal's already ahead of us. Those subdivision developments are already ahead of us.
Thomas is quick to caution that any substantial delays in the upcoming project could kick it from 2018-19 into the next school year. Because of enrollment zone changes, the district would not be able to move the students after a term begins.
But right now, we believe we're on target. We believe without, you know, significant weather or permitting delays on the property and the buildings, we should be able to get in there 2018-2019.
The two new schools will join three which have been built in the past 5 years for the district's 40,000-plus students. Joining the aforementioned A.K. Souter and Ernest Ward is Global Learning Academy, which opened in 2011 for K-5. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.